I can't begin to tell you the memories, the thoughts, the good things going through my mind right now as I remember and think back of all the good ways that the Lord has led us, and part of that leading was to be at Calvary Baptist Church and Calvary Christian Academy. How blessed we have been. But we want to thank you first to the chairman and to the Academy School Board for allowing us this opportunity to come and share with you just briefly through the weekend, and also to thank your current administrator, Miss Kathy White. You're in good hands with Kathy. We also would like to thank you, my husband and I would like to thank you for having summer the weekend we're here. Now, I'm a native Michigander, and I can say that and get away with it. And thanks, too, for the Santa Ana winds that you brought from California, where we're living currently in Southern Cal. You just brought those to make us feel right at home this weekend. Thank you for that as well. In the early 70s, I had the privilege to work alongside my husband and the godly and good men of the school board. And then also with Pastor Roger Mills, who now is with the Lord, and serve him and serve the Lord together with him and the school board all those years ago. Those were good memories. Good memories. And some of you have gotten old. Now, we haven't. No. But you, what happened while we were gone? My last commencement service to attend was in June of 1976. We finally got our baby through high school. And those of you who remember our Don, Vaughn, to those of you who knew him when, it was not an easy task. All of our gray hairs, all of our wrinkles, we owe to our son Don. But God has graciously blessed him as well as our older son. As you know, Michael, our oldest, is working on his PhD at the University of Leeds in Leeds, England, completing that degree, and our son Don is in his 26th year of pastoring Harbor Shores Church in Cicero, Indiana. God has been good, and Calvary played a large part in the son and our son's lives, and we're grateful for that. I would admonish you seniors on this commencement occasion, as I admonished the seniors all those years ago. And I would do that by choosing my favorite verse in all of Scripture, my life verse, that you would walk before the Lord unto all pleasing, that you would be fruitful in every good work, and that you would increase in the knowledge of God. Paraphrase that means, walk so you please God. Be fruitful while you're living this life. Only one life will soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ is going to last. And then increase every day, every month, every year in knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And may God bless you as you move on to serve him. Thank you.